Today, on Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Yud Ches and Masech Deschum. Some of the topics to learn about include: Hay Tavcha de Leisar Sekina Kame Chacham. If a sheikha did not show his knife to a chacham before shechita, it depends as follows: B'shenimtze Sekina Yafa. If after shechita they checked his knife and they did not have a pegima, there's a machlekes whether the meat is forbidden. And B'shaloy Nimtze Sekina Yafa. If after shechita they checked his knife and discovered a pegima, there's a machlekes whether he may sell the meat to a non-Jew. The machlek is regarding hasheichid b'magal katzer b'derech halichasa. A sickle has teeth that are slanted in one direction, and if a person shechted with a sickle in the direction of the slant, whether the meat is tar. Hagrama. If the sheichid cut the kana, the trachea, outside the makam shechita, higher or lower than the designated area of shechita, the shechita is disqualified. The three opinions regarding the makam shechita of the kana. The chum hold kula b'tabas hagedayla. The complete cut must be inside the tabas hagedayla. Basically, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ruba b'tabas hagedayla. It suffices if the majority of the cut is inside the tabas hagedayla. Pchanina ben Atignis testified, Al mugremes shehikashera. Even if one cut completely above the tabas hagedayla, the shechita is valid, and there are several opinions in the makam shechita according to his opinion.